This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Growmark and their partner ION secured a $33 million carbon removal purchase with Frontier Buyers. That's part of our featured conversation with Growmark coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Boy, you talk about being on the frontier of development here, our friends at Growmark, and a new partnership to help reduce carbon footprints and at the same time lower soil pHs with a little bit less expense for producers. Lance Rubert, Director of Strategic Marketing Partnerships with our friends at Growmark, to tell us more. Lance, you guys are at it again here. This is really, really neat stuff.
Yeah, thank you. It is a unique concept that, you know, they've known about, I guess, enhanced rock weathering specifically for a long time. There's a lot of actual, you know, research on it. There was just no economic reason for it to happen because, you know, in our case, the rock that we're using, and I'll give a little background, more explanation in a second. It's actually mined from a source in Norway. So, you know, mining it, bringing it across on a container ship, and then getting it up the Mississippi, like there's a lot of cost involved. So that before carbon markets, there was no reason, because we, you know, we have limestone pretty prevalent in the Midwest, right, to buffer pH. So, you know, the carbon market value, I guess, has enabled something like this to actually, you know, happen or become a business potential. So, so the basic concept is there's three specific rock in the world that can buffer soil pH, just very similar to limestone or ag lime here in the Midwest. But the reaction is different in the soil. With ag lime or limestone, when it's doing its thing, carbon dioxide is actually a byproduct. So when you put limestone on a field, as it's, you know, having that chemical reaction, it actually gives off CO2. So it's a contributor to greenhouse gases from that field. Nice. These three rocks, they actually grab carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and sequester it in the soil. They create a bicarbonate. That bicarbonate is water soluble, so it moves through the soil profile, goes to a stream, to a river, and out, you know, in our case, down to the ocean, the Gulf, and then it's sequestered for literally thousands of years. So it's a very permanent carbon sequestration, and you're getting kind of a double bonus from a farming standpoint. You're buffering pH that we do for, you know, fertility management, and you're sequestering carbon at the same time. So yeah, really, really cool concept.
You can catch the full featured conversation between Andy Peterson and Lance Rupert of Growmark up on the website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.